The place you are standing in now is called Yonghegong, the Palace of Harmony and Peace. The name sounds like a palace, and it was once, but what you see when you walk in is a Buddhist monastery. This is a site that has changed identity 3 times, from a prince's residence to an imperial detached palace, and from that palace into a royal Tibetan Buddhist temple. Every transformation left something behind. Nowhere else in Beijing, perhaps nowhere else in China, has a single compound gone through all 3. Let's begin with a timeline. In 1694, the Kangxi Emperor gave this estate to his 4th son, Yinzhen, as a residence. Yinzhen was later elevated to the rank of prince, and the mansion became known as the Yang Prince's Estate. Then Yinzhen ascended the throne as the Yongzheng Emperor. Under Qing Dynasty custom, any place where an emperor had lived was declared sacred ground, the Hidden Dragon's domain, and could not be passed to anyone else. The estate was elevated to an imperial detached palace and renamed Yonghegong. When the Yongzheng Emperor died in 1735, his coffin rested here. Then in 1744, his son, the Qianlong Emperor, made a decision that would echo for centuries. He converted Yonghegong into an official Gelug school Tibetan Buddhist monastery. Why a monastery? Qianlong left his answer in stone. 2 reasons. First, to accumulate merit for his father's spirit. Second, to strengthen ties with Buddhist communities across Mongolia and Tibet, using religion as a bond to hold together a multi-ethnic empire. This was at once a religious act and a political strategy. The two converged, and a royal monastery was born. Since 1744, Yonghegong has functioned continuously as a monastery for nearly 300 years. It is the largest and best-preserved Tibetan Buddhist monastery in Beijing, and a nationally protected cultural site. What sets it apart is simple. This is not a temple hidden away in the mountains. It is a temple at the heart of the imperial capital. Its structural bones are those of a palace. The proportions, the gateways, the window lattices all speak of royal rank. Over those bones has been laid the full apparatus of Tibetan Buddhism: incense, thangka paintings, dharma drums, and gilded stupas rising above Han-style eaves. A single walk through this compound gives you not just Buddhism, but 3 centuries of Qing Dynasty power, faith, and ethnic policy compressed into one place. The central axis of Yonghegong runs south to north through 5 successive halls: the Gate of Harmony and Peace, the Main Hall, the Hall of Eternal Protection, the Dharma Wheel Hall, and the Pavilion of 10,000 Blessings. The further north you go, the taller the buildings, the deeper the Tibetan Buddhist atmosphere. On either side are the 4 learning halls, stele pavilions, and side shrines. Think of the whole compound as a slowly unrolling scroll. It opens on the face of imperial authority and leads you step by step into the heart of a living faith. The tour begins at the southmost point, the Memorial Arch Courtyard.